Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 30th, 2023, through Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Monday, January 30th, 2023. Father and son owners of Jacksonville construction firms sentenced to federal prison for conspiring to defraud the IRS. Raul Salas and Raul Salas Martinez were sentenced to 33 months and 21 months in federal prison, respectively, for conspiring to defraud the Internal Revenue Service and to unlawfully employ workers who were neither lawfully admitted to nor authorized to be employed in the United States. According to court documents, Salas and Salas Martinez owned and operated Salas Brothers Company, LLC, and Duval Framing, LLC, which are construction subcontracting companies in Jacksonville. To illicitly lower labor costs, they conspired with each other and Hugo Cruz Medina, the owner of another subcontractor, H&S Framing, LLC, to pay their employees partially off the books. Between 2014 and 2019, their workers received approximately $22,186,096.35 in wages that were never reported to the IRS and from which no taxes were withheld. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Charlotte man is convicted of defrauding the North Carolina Medicaid program. Donald Booker was convicted of multiple fraud charges in connection with a scheme to obtain more than $11 million from the North Carolina Medicaid program. According to filed court documents, trial evidence, and witness testimony, Booker owned United Diagnostic Laboratories, UDL, a urine toxicology testing laboratory, and United Youth Care Services, UYCS, a company that provided mental health and substance abuse treatment services. Booker's co-defendant, Jordan, owned Legacy Housing, a housing provider. Trial evidence established that, from 2016 to August 2019, Booker and his co-conspirators executed a conspiracy to defraud the North Carolina Medicaid program by paying illegal kickbacks to Jordan and other co-conspirators in exchange for urine samples from Medicaid-eligible beneficiaries. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. Owner of Ninja Electronics retail stores pleaded guilty to fraud and money laundering charges. Milton I. Barr has entered pleas of guilty to three separate criminal charges arising out of his ownership and operation of a series of electronic reseller stores in the greater Pittsburgh area. Barr entered pleas to separate counts charging him with criminal conspiracy, mail fraud, and money laundering. Barr was the owner-operator of Ninja Electronics, a series of retail stores that was initially in the business of selling used and refurbished electronic items. The evidence presented to the court showed that during the period of January 2016 through January 2018, Barr oversaw an operation that generated substantial revenue by purchasing health and beauty aids such as Crest White Strips, cosmetics, razor blades, hair care products, and similar items, as well as over-the-counter medications such as name-brand cough and cold medications, pain relievers, heartburn treatments, and the like. Barr's employees purchased these items from sellers who walked into the stores from off the street. The evidence showed that these walk-in sellers were invariably drug addicts who had shoplifted the items from local drug stores, grocery stores, and retail chains. The records in the case showed that these addict sellers came into Ninja Electronics frequently, often multiple times in the same day or multiple times in the same week, offering items for sale to Ninja that were purchased by Ninja for pennies on the dollar of their original price. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Founder and majority owner of cryptocurrency exchange charged with processing over $700 million of illicit funds. Anatoly Lakotimov, the founder and majority owner of cryptocurrency exchange BitsLotto, Ltd., was arrested for his alleged operation of a money transmitting business that transported and transmitted illicit funds and that failed to meet U.S. regulatory safeguards, including anti-money laundering requirements. As alleged in the complaint, Bitslotto's customers routinely used the company's customer service portal to request support for transactions with Hydra, which Bitslotto often provided, and admitted in chats with Bitslotto personnel that they were trading under assumed identities. Moreover, Lekodimov and Bitslotto's other managers were aware that Bitslotto's accounts were rife with illicit activity and that many of its users were registered under others' identities. The Justice Department investigated this case in close coordination with French law enforcement authorities and the Treasury Department's FinCEN, both of which took separate law enforcement actions. A criminal complaint is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Former contractor pleads guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States. Amar Kanin, while working as a private sector contractor providing transportation engineering services to the U.S. Department of Transportation's DOT, Federal Highway Administration, FHWA, engaged in a scheme to provide unlawful cash payments and money orders to an FHWA official. To reimburse themselves for the funds paid to the public official, Kanin and other contractors, with the official's permission, submitted false invoices through which they obtained FHA funds to which they were not entitled. Shortly after federal agents interviewed Kanin about this conduct in 1998, he fled to Syria and then, subsequently, to the United Arab Emirates. Kanin pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States and to pay gratuities. He is scheduled to be sentenced on May 19th and faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.